Hey, thanks for joining us this evening on the South Central Indiana News Network. You're listening to What's Happening, where we highlight the local news and events for Bloomington and the surrounding region. Skip Dale here, joined by Julie Beasley. Julie, how are you?
I'm doing well. I've been enjoying the nice weather this past week. How are you?
It's been beautiful, hasn't it?
Other than one day of quite a bit of rain, it's been really nice.
Well, it's not the rain that bothers me. I wasn't a big fan of all that snow that we had a few weeks back. But you know what? Overall, we didn't have that crazy of a winter. I think we had maybe 3 or 4 weeks of some frigid and some snow, but it was pretty good overall, pretty mild.
Yeah, when you think about it, it's not like we had snow in November, December, January, and February. It was kind of like one point in February where it was a lot of snow all at once and kind of enjoyed it, let the kids play, and got over it.
There you go. Spring break. We talked about it a couple weeks ago. Did you conclude anything? Are you going somewhere? Are you going to have some day trips? Going to just stick around home? What do you have planned?
Yeah, it's pretty much what we're doing. We're planning on having more of a staycation. We're looking at taking the kids to Marengo Cave, going hiking, and maybe golfing. So some more local activities, but hoping the weather holds up. It looks like it might rain quite a bit next week. So we'll see how that plays into our game plan. How about you?
Oh, we're just going to stay local and see what happens. Try to take some time and enjoy the weather. Hopefully it will continue to be just like it is now.
I'm sure hoping so. I love the sunshine.
Now, we did have some disappointments this past week. However, both IU men's and women's basketball lost their respective games in the Big Ten tournament. It was almost expected for the men's team. They've had a few challenges over the course of the season. However, the women's team, that was a pretty big disappointment. They were a 2 seed and they were expected to do pretty well. But, you know, the team seemed to take everything in stride and they're just going to rest and work on the things that broke down over the course of that loss to Michigan State. And they're going to be excited to find out their pairing in the NCAA tournament, which will be this coming Monday. We'll see what happens.
Very exciting. And no, not the best news, but good luck to them on Monday.
Well, today is March the 12th. Tomorrow is going to be 1 year since that big, crazy Friday the 13th that we had last year with all the announcements of pretty much the pandemic arriving.
I remember it well. Friday, March 13th was the first day I was officially working from home. At the start of the pandemic, I think that's a day I will never forget. It's hard to believe that it's been a full year of living through a global pandemic.
It has. Well, this week has had a lot of other things historical happen. Let's take a look back at this week in history, all the way back in 1817 on March the 8th. The New York Stock Exchange was founded. On March the 9th in 1959, the Barbie doll made its debut at the American International Toy Fair in New York. On March 10th in 1876, the very first successful test of a telephone was made by Alexander Graham Bell. And on March 11th, 1702, the Daily Courant, England's very first national daily newspaper, was published for the first time. And on March 12th, 1933, Franklin Roosevelt addressed the nation for the very first time as president, and he called those his fireside chats. And our celebrity birthday today, Julie, you're going to know this one. Turning 75 years young today is Liza Minnelli.
Absolutely know her. Very famous singer. Right?
Yes. Very famous singer. Now, she was in Cabaret. I believe that was her big start, was in the Broadway show Cabaret. And of course, many people know her as acting in the movie Arthur. And then most recently, she was in the Arrested Development series. But I also believe that she's the daughter of Judy Garland. Now, if I'm incorrect, now someone will go ahead and correct me, I'm sure, on Facebook. But I believe she is the daughter of Judy Garland, who, of course, was Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz. And another very special birthday, turning 90 years old today, one of my favorite people, Mr. Cook. Happy birthday to you.
Well, happy birthday. And today on the show, we welcome Molly Abels with the Bloomington Pie Run and our community update brought to us by the Porthole Inn at Lake Lemon. But first, your local news headlines are brought to you by American Senior Benefits of Bloomington, providing innovative and smart money options for health and life insurance and investments. It's American Senior Benefits of Bloomington online at asbofindiana.com and also by Brothers Carpet Cleaning, the region's most reviewed carpet cleaning business. You can find them online at carpetcleaningbrothers.com. Now, Skip, tell us what's happening.
The response to the global health emergency has led to one of the sharpest economic downturns in the history of the United States. And as government restrictions swept the country and employees were laid off, a record number of Hoosiers have turned to food banks. WFIU reports that Pantry 279 in Ellettsville has nearly tripled the number of clients it serves on a monthly basis. Pre-COVID, almost 15% of the state's population was categorized as food insecure. Industry leaders suggest school closures have also cut off a vital food source for many families, compounded by job losses as well as the potential unknown risks of going to the grocery store.
The city of Bloomington has announced an upcoming vacancy on the Bloomington Redevelopment Commission. The Redevelopment Commission oversees housing and neighborhood development and has the power to investigate opportunities for economic development and redevelopment in the city of Bloomington and the power to create economic development areas, areas needing redevelopment, and the tax increment financing districts. The Redevelopment Commission meets twice a month on Mondays, and that's at 5 p.m., currently via video conferencing. You can learn more and apply online at bloomington.in.gov.
As Indiana prepares to play host to the biggest basketball tournament of the year, Hoosiers should do their research and exercise caution before making any online ticket purchases, says Attorney General Todd Rokita. Rokita is warning basketball fans to watch out for fake ticket scams ahead of the NCAA men's basketball tournament in Indiana. High-profile sporting events are often prime targets for scammers trying to take advantage of desperate last-minute buyers or those looking for a good deal. Purchasers are encouraged to buy tickets from a trusted vendor and to use a credit card instead of bank account, cash, or gift cards to make such purchases.
Indiana and the federal government's Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services has issued new visitation guidance for long-term care facilities. In a release, CMS says facilities should allow responsible indoor visitation at all times and for all residents, regardless of vaccination status. The agency did place restrictions on unvaccinated residents in areas where the county positivity is above 10% and those who are confirmed to have symptoms or are currently quarantined.
Veteran Health Indiana announced on Thursday that it will begin vaccinating Hoosier veterans at Veterans Affairs clinics across the state next week. VA clinics in Bloomington, Indy West, Martinsville, Shelbyville, Terre Haute, Wakeman, and West Lafayette will offer the single-dose vaccine. All Indiana veterans who are 18 or older and enrolled in VA health care are eligible for the shot. Indiana health officials also announced this week that starting Monday, Hoosier teachers can get vaccinated at all COVID-19 vaccination sites across the state.
Indiana University football head coach Tom Allen has an extended contract, which will keep him at the helm until at least 2027 and possibly beyond based on success. Allen is coming off the most successful season the Hoosiers have experienced for over a decade and was honored to be named the Big Ten Coach of the Year and American Football Coaches Association National Coach of the Year. During his tenure at IU, he has amassed 24 wins, the most for a head football coach in his first 4 years in program history. Allen will earn $4.9 million each season moving forward and will continue to have a year added to the back end of his deal each season of the IU football program qualifies for a postseason bowl game.
And the 70th running of the men's Little 500 and the 33rd running of the women's race will be held at Bill Armstrong Stadium on Wednesday, May 26th. The women's race will begin at noon and the men's race will follow at 4 p.m. Entrance to Bill Armstrong Stadium will be limited to essential credentialed volunteers and riders. Fans are encouraged to watch the races via live stream at broadcast.iu.edu. And those are your local headlines. We'll be back with more of what's happening after this quick break.
Are you concerned about your life insurance coverage during these uncertain times in history? I'm Adam Beasley with American Senior Benefits right here in Bloomington, and we can help you find the best coverage for you and your family. We work for you to find the best plan out of more than 150 companies. We can compare your existing coverage or start a brand new plan from newborn to 89 years old. From term to permanent, we'll find what's best for you. Call us at American Senior Benefits, 812-631-2305.
When you're preparing to buy a new home, the last thing you should have to worry about is the safety of your possessions. Allow Big Boys Moving to professionally oversee the transport of your precious belongings. Big Boys Moving is locally owned with years of experience. Whether your relocation is local or long distance, allow Big Boys to move you with an attitude of gratitude. Call today, 812-947-1479, or online at bbmoving812.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to What's Happening on the South Central Indiana News Network. And our community update is brought to us by the world-famous family-friendly Porthole Inn. Turning 65 this year, the Porthole Inn is Southern Indiana's longest continuous live music venue. You'll love their famous pizzas, steaks, and catfish. Open for takeout, you can check them out online, portholeinn.com, or on their Facebook page. The Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce is now accepting nominations for the 11th Annual Women Excel Bloomington Awards. Each year, seven women are recognized for their outstanding leadership and influencing the growth of others in the community or in their professional organization. These prestigious business leadership awards will be presented at the WEB Awards reception, and that is scheduled for late May. All nominations should be submitted to the Chamber through their website on or before Monday, April 12th.
Well, Julie, joining us once again after a year of absence, our good friend, the founder and director of Bloomington's Pie Run, Molly Abels. Molly, how are you?
Oh, I'm so fantastic. Has it been a year already? Well, I remember exactly 1 year ago, I'm sitting with you IRL in your studio, and we're like, hey, what's with this impending pandemic thing? Whoa, wouldn't that be wild if that turned into like a thing? Ha ha ha. And now here we are.
It wasn't so funny, was it?
No.
As a matter of fact, Molly, you were our last guest before all of the complete shutdown. And our big news, the reason that we had you on the show, was to announce last year's Pie Run, which was supposed to be the following week, which got canceled, right?
Yeah, it completely did. But if I was the last guest before that happened, what's going to happen now? Am I some harbinger of, I mean, is there going to be...
Come on, we can't take anything more than what we...
Don't say that.
Cicadas.
Yeah. Murder cicadas, I'm sure. Do not say, well, certainly it can't get worse.
Anyway, it's been a year. How are you?
Oh, you know, in pandemic adjusted terms, we're pretty great, right? Yeah, we're constantly recalibrating what we need to do. And of course, that brings its own set of exhaustion. I was telling Julie earlier, I feel like I'm Google Maps, right? You know, when you're going along the route as planned, you've got your estimated time of arrival, and then you'll have to make a U-turn and it goes recalculating. I just feel like that's my brain constantly. I'm like, this is my route. I'm on this route. And then it's like recalculating. Nope, doing something else now. Recalculating. And that gets exhausting. But we're doing fine. My husband and I, our kiddo, we're all safe. Can't complain about that at all.
I'm so glad everyone is doing well. I know we've all learned how to quickly pivot. It's almost on a daily basis at this point. You had to do the same thing last year with a pie run.
It's
typically in person over at Karst Farm Park.
Yes.
We'll take a step back really quickly. You're the founder and director of the Pie Run. For listeners who have not heard of the Pie Run in Bloomington before, can you give us a little bit of a history on the Pie Run here in Bloomington?
Yeah, founder, that makes me sound a lot more important than I actually am, I think. So the Pie Run is a celebration of Pi Day, which is March 14th, which is this Sunday, to play on pie, 3.14. We run 3.14 miles as close to March 14th as we can. And because I love puns and because I also love baked goods, we also celebrate by eating pie. It is also a cash and food donation drive for Hoosier Hills Food Bank. And normally we do it at Karst Farm Park, and it's a free event, family-friendly event. There's a pie potluck. We have raffle prizes, and it's just a really fun celebration of community, but there's not really a way we can do that safely right now. And there certainly wasn't a way we could do that safely last year. So we scrambled at the last minute to a virtual run, you know, within the week of having to cancel it. But this year we're trying to, make our attempt at a virtual run a little more earnest, I think. We've created a virtual run platform that should be able to streamline getting in donations and allow people to feel like they're contributing to something, participating in something as a group, even when we can't be together. So like Zoom, it's not a direct substitute for actually getting together with people, but we're grateful that we have it.
How many years has the Pie Run been a thing?
I believe this is the 11th Pie Run, Skip. Can you believe that? And it started with just me and some of my weirdo running friends. And I convinced them all to join me on a Saturday in March to basically be on a long way to walk to a pun. It was a bit that went too far.
Now, let me interrupt you real quick. You ran on the 14th of March. Did you have a route? Did you run in a circle, or would that be pointless?
Well,
saw what I did there.
I am very proud of you. Some might call that irrational.
Oh.
Don't come for me with a pie pun, Skip.
Seriously, though, what was the route like, and how has this progressed through the years over your 11 years?
Yeah, so when it started, I lived in the Bryan Park neighborhood. And so went to Bryan Park, and I had a bunch of sidewalk chalk. I walked around and drew arrows on sidewalks to come up with a route that totaled 3.14 miles. And the next year I held it again and more people came. And the next year people started to come that I didn't know. And that was a little frightening. And then more people started coming, and they started asking for things like, where's the bathroom? And I'm like, at your house? I wasn't planning for people to get involved. And so
you found yourself in a happening.
Yeah, the best kind. A pun-based happening that benefits a local food pantry is probably the best happening there could be. So I think it was around year 6 or 7, I moved out to Karst Farm Park, grateful to be sponsored by Monroe County Parks and Recreation, who let us use shelter out there, gives us a climate-controlled space with indoor plumbing that we could use, better gathering space, a space that is far away from road traffic so people can run around a lot more safely, which was an issue when you're trying to run without street closures. Started developing a bigger online presence, and people started to look forward to it and take pictures of it. And we would have all kinds of kitschy little things, like I made medals that were actually tiny pies. And we didn't have first, second, and third place. We had apple, cherry, and blueberry place. And because it is a free event, not an unofficial event that's not timed, there are no PRs, there are only PIRs.
Well, that sounds very appetizing.
Why, thank you.
All right. Well, hey, Molly, we're going to learn more about the cause that you raise money for, and we're also going to hear about what you have planned for this weekend. We'll be back with more of Molly Abels after this quick break. You're listening to the South Central Indiana News Network.
This is Danny with Weathervane Insurance Solutions. Not only is it especially important for our economy to support local businesses these days, but as your local independent insurance agency, Weathervane Insurance can shop you around with dozens of carriers to ensure you receive the most competitive price and, of course, the best customer service. Find us on the web at weathervaneonline.com. That's weathervaneonline.com.
Are you spending more time at home these days? If so, then you'll want to consider having your carpets professionally cleaned. Brothers Carpet Cleaning has been the region's premier cleaner for nearly a decade. Their truck-mounted systems are the most effective to remove bacteria, allergens, and pet dander. Brothers Carpet Cleaning will professionally clean your carpet, tile, upholstery, and wood. When it has to be clean, call Brothers Carpet Cleaning. Online at carpetcleaningbrothers.com. It's easy to play games with monsters.
Welcome back. You are listening to What's Happening on the South Central Indiana News Network. Julie Beasley here along with Skip Daly, and we are rejoined with Molly Abels with the Pie Run in Bloomington. Now, Molly, we went over some of the history of the Pie Run and your run coming up this weekend. Let's talk a little bit about the cause behind the Pie Run and how that got started.
Well, I thought it would be very appropriate if I'm creating an extended joke around baked goods to a food pantry seems like a pretty logical connection. And so I was researching who in town was helping the food insecure in our area. And I just fell in love with the organization and the people there and the incredible work they do and how they're able to make so much go so far between cash donations, between food donations, between garden gleaning. They're able to do so much for so many people. The director of the food bank always makes the point with the thing about food is that people eat every day. So this is never a need that is going to go away. This is a wonderful opportunity to celebrate what other people in the community are doing to help out fellow Hoosiers using extremely innovative ways. But it's also a great opportunity to celebrate helping people. Every year, I'm just amazed at what people are willing to donate, what people are willing to contribute to the cause. And I think that is what we really need now, that spirit of community, the spirit of giving, people showing up for others who are in circumstances that they could not have possibly predicted. So, yeah, I think we could all use that right now.
Well, we definitely appreciate your community sense of giving. Julie and I are big fans of the Food Bank. We have them on the show every year.
They're so great. And they are incredibly hardworking people who just are so incredibly dedicated to the cause. I cannot say enough nice things about them. They're fantastic.
All right. So we're going to get into how your event is structured for this year in just a little bit. Talk to us real briefly about, or maybe at length, about how folks are going to give to your cause, the Hoosier Hills Food Bank, this year.
Okay. Well, first of all, you don't need a reason to give to Hoosier Hills Food Bank. You can go to their website at any time. They've got a PayPal button. So they are always accepting donations and are set up to do so. Normally, we do a on-the-spot cash and donation drive. We have one of the food donation barrels when we have the run. But this year, we are using the Run Sign Up platform to do a virtual run. And when you register for the Pie Run, that is when you can choose the amount to donate. So it is free to participate in the event, but we please ask that you make a donation to the food bank as part of your participation.
You're looking for cash donations or online transfer, bank transfer?
Yeah. We're looking for cash donations or we're looking for online donations that you can make with credit or debit card through our virtual run platform.
Great. Well, now that leads us to what this year's event looks like and how folks can participate and what their obligations are in terms of running.
Well, all of the information is at pirunbloomington.com, pirunbloomington.com. And so if you go to the homepage or go to the sign up page, you will find a link to the website on runsignup.com. And there you can register for the run. Costs you nothing, but please make a donation. And the interesting thing about a virtual run is that it's going on right now, this very moment. The Pie Run is happening. So you can sign up anytime and complete your run anywhere at any time between now and Monday, March 15th. And whenever you're done, you can use the same platform to post your results, to submit pictures. It's not required, but we highly recommend you eat some pie at some point, just in the spirit of the event, of course. And you can have a sense of community in doing the run, even though we can't really be together right now.
basically anyone can go out and run it. You can run at midnight. You can go to the gym. You can participate any way you want to.
You can go run on a treadmill. You can run circles around your garage. You can, and you can post your time if you want to. And that will put, if you want to, compete for a top spot in the leaderboard. But you can just put that you completed the run. So this is not, this was always, the Pi Run was always meant to be a very unofficial fun run. So if it's not important to you how fast you ran or walked, then it's not important to us either. The important thing to us is that you did it and you had fun.
I'm curious. I remember going several years back when we first met with you. I remember you mentioning, I think it was you and maybe 10 of your friends that really developed. What is everyone planning this year for the Pi Run since it is virtual, or is
right? Yeah. Well, normally February is when I would send out a nagging email to all my friends saying basically, hey, remember last year when you helped me out? That was fun, right? But this year people are helping out by, boosting Facebook posts, being share the event, of course, participating. You know, my friends are awesome and they're basically being my hype men for the event. So we'll get together at some point, hopefully in March of 2022. But for now, we'll celebrate together apart.
How many folks are you thinking are going to participate this year? And what did you have in 2019? How many folks participated?
Oh, gosh.
What do you call success this year?
Oh, 2019, that was the before times. Wow. I think in 2019, we had about 100 participants actually run the race. And of course, people brought their families. We were able to, with matching donations, we were able to raise over $1,000, a certain poundage of food and canned goods that were brought in. And of course, there was a ridiculous amount of pie. Success is when we can maybe meet a four-figure mark in donations and when everyone feels like they have eaten too much pie. I mean, that's success for me.
All right. Well, that sounds absolutely wonderful. Molly, why don't you go ahead and just throw out that website one more time and any closing remarks that you have for our audience?
All right. You can find information at pirunbloomington.com, P-I-R-U-N bloomington.com. Also, we are at Facebook on that same name. And there you can also, there's an event in the Facebook page for Pi Run Bloomington where you can find even more details. Please, please don't be shy about sharing details about your run and sharing pictures. Let's try to build the same amount of community spirit online as we can when we're all out at Karst.
All right. Well, I'm going to throw out there as well. We hope that everyone has fun participating in the virtual Pi Run. We hope that everyone gives to the Hoosier Hills Food Bank. We hope that everyone runs well, and we hope that everyone is very careful and doesn't break any angles.
I actually didn't see that one coming. So kudos to you, Skip.
Have to leave you with a math pun. All right. We want to thank Molly Abels. We would also like to thank our friends at the Porthole Inn for sponsoring our community update. And of course, Jen Christie for providing this month's music. On behalf of Julie and the entire team here at the South Central Indiana News Network, my name is Skip Daly. Join us each and every Friday as we keep you in touch with what's happening.
This was a production of the South Central Indiana News Network.